Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Our Savior Jesus Christ, as He strived death and brought life to light through the Gospel. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put his question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, The children of this age married and remarried, but those who are deemed worthy to attend to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in a message about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. Some of the scribes said in reply, Teacher, you have said well, answer the world. And they no longer dared to ask him anything. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Answering to the questions whether this woman married to seven brothers at the end of the resurrection, whose wife she belonged to. And Jesus said, They no longer die, but they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. So Jesus is telling us, in future, after death, at the end of time, we'll live like angels. No more marriage, no more human life. It's more beautiful. And St. Paul to Timothy says, Our Lord Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. So, with the death of Jesus, he gave us true life, life in the Lord. And today, when we're still alive, we have to live through the gospel, day by day. So we are invited to be in Him through the Word of God, through the body of Christ. We share the life of Jesus. Today we live in His life. In the future, when there's no death, we live all one in the Lord. We are created for this unity. We share the divine life of Christ. We thank the Lord that we are made. It's important we have to live with open heart to do the will of God every present moment. Let Jesus guide us until the end of our life. We'll be always one with Him in heaven.